House Republican bill would undo FDA's abortion pill rule changes. By Katherine Hamilton on January 18, 2023. House Republicans introduced a bill on Tuesday that would undo recent rule changes from the Food and Drug Administration, FDA, allowing for more widespread access to medication abortion, the Daily Signal first reported. In early January, the FDA made a regulatory change allowing retail pharmacies to offer mifepristone, the first pill used in a two-drug medication abortion regimen, in-store and by mail order, though patients will still need a prescription from a certified healthcare provider. At the same time, the FDA officially removed the in-person requirement from its regulatory rulebook for mifepristone, meaning women will continue to be able to obtain a prescription for the abortion pill via telemedicine. The GOP bill, if passed, would nullify those rule changes and prevent the FDA from creating similar rules in the future. Representative Diana Harshbarger, RTN, introduced the bill along with 13 other members of the Republican Study Committee. The FDA's policy change for mifepristone is the latest example of President Biden's crusade toward abortion on demand at any cost, even at the expense of women's health, Harshbarger told the Daily Signal, which is a news platform for the Heritage Foundation. Harshbarger said the possibility of life-threatening complications associated with abortion drugs means that every woman in America deserves to know the heightened risks involved with chemical abortions before they make a life-altering decision. My bill restores common sense and proper safety prescriber requirements for the dispensing of these dangerous abortion drugs, she added. The introduction of the legislation comes days after 22 state attorneys general sent a letter to the FDA urging the agency to reverse its rule changes. Most importantly, the FDA has ignored its responsibility to protect health and safety by prioritizing a reckless pro-abortion policy over women's health. Though there are risks to a woman of using these drugs at any point in pregnancy, abortion-inducing drugs are riskiest when used later in pregnancy, the letter reads in part. This means that accurately determining the date of pregnancy is critical for women's safety. And that determination will be accurate only if made in person via an ultrasound. Former abortionist Dr. Anthony Levitino explained in his videos about various abortion procedures and how drug-induced abortions work. The first drug, mifepristone, blocks the action of progesterone, which the mother's body produces to nourish the pregnancy. When progesterone is blocked, the lining of the mother's uterus deteriorates, and blood and nourishment are cut off to the developing baby, who then dies inside the mother's womb. The drug misoprostol, also called Cytotec, then causes contractions and bleeding to expel the baby from the mother's uterus. The pro-abortion Guttmacher Institute found that mifepristone is used for more than half of all abortions in the United States. In 2020, the drug accounted for 53% of all abortions, up from 39% in 2017.